Network. The views and opinions presented in this program do not necessarily represent those of WGBB or its employees. You're listening to 1240 WGBB.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB. Freeport.
Stay where you are. We got another great show live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. It's time for...
Listen up, Jesus is on the air! Did you hear me? Could you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you good.
Sure, you heard me. I want to make sure everybody hears me, okay?
I'm not touching anything. I refuse to touch anything. And that was my wonderful great partner, Dr. John Palmer, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you we love Jesus. So, John, so good to be together again.
You're wondering why I was screaming?
Nah, I don't know.
Because my earphone thing was turned up too high, and I could hear you blasting through.
Oh, did you adjust it? Did you fix it?
No, you can turn it down.
I'm not touching it.
The middle one there. Thank you.
Oh, thank the Lord.
A little more. That's good.
Is that good? Okay, you're sounding good? Okay.
Yes.
So what I say, your name was? Oh, yeah, Dr. John Palmer.
Dr. John Palmer,
and again,
yes.
I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo. We got great guests, and we want to tell you we love Jesus.
You know what I love best of all? Trevor nearly fell off the chair.
Sorry, Trevor.
He's used to you saying, Arnold, but he's not used to me screaming.
Oh. Trevor, we're sorry. We woke you up. Okay, so we got another great show. Why don't you introduce our great guest?
Well, of course, I'd be very happy to. We love music, at least I do.
You do?
I know that
honestly,
there are some listeners who don't like music,
right?
But I love it.
Yes,
I
know.
Because God speaks to everybody in any different way that he wants to. So, when we were on Telecare, and incidentally, our shows are rerunning again this week.
Yeah.
And these guys were in the green room with us. Doesn't that sound
well,
professional?
Well, what happened is they're shown first. They precede us.
Yeah.
And then we come on.
But doesn't it sound so professional?
It was. It
they
was
were
very
in
professional.
In the green room.
And we made friends with them. That's the whole idea of the green room, I bet, to make friends with people.
Yeah, but we must tell the listeners, be very disappointed. It's not a green room. It's just a little old dinky library with stuff kind of falling down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
We don't want to take down the image, but it was very professional.
It really was.
And these two young men, and there are others in their group,
yes,
are part of Full Armor Band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I even like the name because it just speaks to being protected against evil and put on the full armor of God. And we have Doug Hutchings and Kyle Hunter?
Hunterick.
Hancherick.
Hancherick.
Okay. I can't even read my own writing.
You're not the first, and you won't be the last. I promise you that.
And Doug and Kyle write a lot of the music.
They write their own, I think.
Yes,
all
they
their songs.
Do. The words, yes, to music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we just were so happy to have a couple of young people here, because even though we're old, we're young at heart. And unfortunately, you look old in body. I don't know what we're going to do.
No, don't tell me that. I just turned 25, and that's not,
oh, look,
that's not
that.
That's a sore subject for me. Come on now.
To be 25 again. Oh.
I don't even remember 25.
Yeah. You know, we tell everybody, we used to tell everybody we're two young kids and we're in love with Jesus. But Palmer blew it. He tells them we're old. We are old.
The beauty of radio, they'll never know if
that's
you don't,
right,
if you don't show
that's
any
right
pictures.
Well,
listen, Doug, maybe you tell us a little bit about your group, how you got into it. And then I know Tony has other questions he's going to ask both of you.
Yeah.
But let our audience know, because your music is great.
Yeah. Well, thank
and
you.
I know we're going to play a song that you wrote in relation to the Connecticut unfortunate experience. Hmm. Okay, tell them.
Yeah. Well, our band, our name is Full Armor, and that comes from Ephesians, in case anyone out there doesn't know. And We formed as a what initially was just a youth, going to be a youth mass at a church up in Middletown, New York, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is, you know, about 3 hours from Long Island. Mm-hmm. And we formed, the pastor was kind of looking to reach out to families and young people a little more. And so he said, let's get some contemporary music, in this mass. Let's still focus on liturgy and focus on, the important things about our mass, but let's make it more accessible for young people. And so we started doing that, and I was in high school at the time. Kyle was a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. I was a senior, and seven years later, we're still...
Almost 8 years.
Yeah, we're still doing it, and we
you get that for 8 years, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We started.
It'll be eight in November, if I recall correctly.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And how did you meet?
Well, Kyle, this is a fun story.
I just started high school. I was a very socially inept, very awkward.
Oh, I knew I had a comrade in the office. Thank you.
God bless it.
Go ahead.
God bless. Yeah, I was a little bit of a nerd in high school. And,
I think I called him the dorky freshman when we first met.
Yeah, he did. But I was a musician. It was a Catholic high school, and they did a mass beginning of the year for Mass of the Holy Spirit. Douglas was in the choir. I was in the group of musicians playing. I played acoustic guitar, and I got finished playing, and we get down. We're out in the hallway, and Douglas walks up to me, and he goes, "You, I've got to be your friend. I'm starting this band. You got to be part of it."
Oh, that's what I said to Palmer when I met him. I got to be your friend.
Yes, and me being so awkward as I am, I'm just like, okay. I was scared to death. What is this guy? Is this guy gonna kill me or something?
I come on strong. That's when I'm passionate for sure.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, and Kyle got me too because I'm a huge Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he, when I first met him, the first riffs he starts playing are these Paul Simon songs on the guitar, and he just had me hooked instantly. So I said, I've got to play with you.
Where did you go from there?
So then we formed this mass for this youth choir every week, and we did that for Kyle actually still does that mass to this day, but slowly into doing that we started being asked to come out to different communities around the local area, and then it just grew, and then to the point where we got to travel a little more regionally, and even sometimes now we get to go national in different parts of the country. So
speaking of national, didn't you play for the Pope?
We did, yes, back in 2008.
Tell us about that.
That was fun. There were it feels like so long ago now, but he was here in 2008, Pope Benedict, yes, of course, and he was in Yonkers doing the youth rally, and we were asked to come and play during the day. They had a couple different groups, nationally known and local, and we were asked to come and be a part of the celebration. It was quite inspiring just to be a part of it.
You two guys personify what we envision in youth, our dream of youth, what youth should be.
Here comes the question. I know the question's coming.
So the question is, when did you find Jesus? When were you hit with the Holy Spirit? When were you hit, Doug? When were you hit, Kyle? One at a time. Doug.
Well, to me, I think, and especially as Catholics, it's all about the journey. And I think we all have those moments throughout our lives that lead up to that one encounter with God where you really have to make that choice. But I think, we all have, between the being raised, with great families and great spiritual upbringing and parents who encourage
family
me.
Family values.
Yeah, parents who encouraged me to chase my dreams and understand what God's purpose for me was. But I think that real moment, was I moved to Nashville to go to college a couple of years ago. And I've always been kind of a person that loves to be in control. I love to know what's going on and plan. I'm in business and, music even. I love just, being in charge and planning, managing things. And when I moved to Nashville, it was, a little scary because you're away from your family, you're away from your friends, and you're on your own, and it's hard to control things when it's just you, And I was having just a tough couple months, and it was just a little difficult, and I decided to go on what I called a juice fast, which is you drink homemade vegetable juice for 10 days,
I'm familiar with it.
They're once you're into it, it's pretty fun looking back, but not the most fun, but I was doing it, and those things, I don't know, it's very, it was definitely a very... I was just so hungry that I was just thinking crazy, but I had just a lot of really insightful thoughts and during the time. And I went to a concert one of the nights that I was on this fast, and I was listening to one of the songs, and it was this guy named Matt Maher who was singing, and he was kind of a friend of mine at the time, and he was singing this song, and the lyric just said, "I'm lost and found, and I'm saved and I'm drowned all at the same time." Whoa. And basically saying that the mystery of God is so intense that we can be saved, we can be drowned all at the same time, but he fully embraces us. And so at that moment, I just heard God just clearly say, "When are you going to start trusting me with your life? When are you going to stop trying to control things and just embrace the mystery of who I am. And so that was my moment.
Wow. And let me tell you, quite a moment.
Thank you. Yeah, well, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, how about you?
For me, it was really when I first joined the group. I grew up Catholic. I went to Christian schools for elementary and junior high. I went to a Catholic high school, and that was when I first started to really dwell into the Catholic faith. And when I first joined the group, attending Mass every week, and playing music for it, it just really allowed me to really dig deep into who I am, mm-hmm. and who God is for me, and it allowed me to really open up. And I started writing. So that's how I started writing my own songs, mm-hmm. and that's really been a very good outlet for me there. Yeah,
you know what?
That's also a gift.
Oh, yes, absolutely!
Thank you.
Absolutely, it's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You know, I often think about, we got guys like you, Kyle and Douglas, and when the newspapers or the media, they don't play it up so much. Now, we got guys that are hit with the Holy Spirit that exemplify family values. But when a youth takes a bat and starts hitting somebody over the head with it, or takes a gun and shoots somebody, the newspapers are all over it.
Yeah.
The media's all over it. Mm-hmm. They give it unbelievable publicity. When in reality, they should be focusing on guys like you.
And remember the night that we did the group in One Tour?
Young
adults.
Oh,
and they gave their testimonies. And what's really triggering off in my mind, they all had personal ways of coming to God.
Together with God, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It's so heartwarming, and it's so spiritual to know that the young people are starting to get the Holy Spirit, and they're starting to find that there's a better way of life,
right.
And that better way is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
And that Spirit is the same Spirit that was in Jesus when he was here, in Mary, the apostles, and now in us, and now in the next generation.
Timeless.
John and I, when we first met you guys at the Telcare, we said immediately, we were impressed, and we said immediately, we got to get these guys.
Well, you got us. Now
there
you
are. We got you.
Yes.
Tell us about the first song that we're going to play, which is New Creation.
Okay. This is a song, as most of our songs, Kyle and I write them together. I always say he's the Lennon to my McCartney, or the Garfunkel to my Simon, or whoever the more talented of the two is, he's that one.
That's very humble.
Well, New Creation is kind of, to us, it really talks about that coming to faith, that Holy Spirit moment, where the verses are talking about being 20, the first lyric is 20-something and I still know nothing. Meaning we're on this journey and, man, I'm still figuring it out. And I'm sure when I'm 50-something or 90-something and I'm losing my teeth, I'll still trying to be figuring it out. But the amazing thing is when the Holy Spirit comes in, God transforms those dirty parts of us, those parts of us that we don't like, and he makes them beautiful, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we're made new. So that's what New Creation
Who
is
Who wrote
all about.
The words?
It was myself. And,
and
I think we mm-hmm. both did a little bit, yeah.
We both had a say in what was going on.
My mother is a big fan of the Come Holy Spirit Come and fill the hearts of your faithful ones, and she said, let's use that line in the song, too.
Really? So
that sneaks in there as well.
Well, let's listen.
Yeah, let's see what you guys are really all about.
This does not sound like our music.
No.
That's beautiful stuff, but that's not me.
On their album.
Well, while we're waiting.
It's number four.
Oh, you got it?
Their album. There we go. Should be.
Yeah, that sounds more like our style.
Okay. Good catch. You know your work.
I know my stuff.
Chase out my sin. Holy Spirit, come. Fill the hearts of your faithful ones. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill the hearts of your faithful ones. My weakness defining who I was.
But if God, your beauty, and you dwell in me, then there must be beauty in my flaws.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, fill the hearts of your faithful.
My pacemaker.
That was right on.
Right in tempo, huh?
What a wonderful expression. Really, yeah. Really good.
It really
thank
was.
You.
You know, and again, it bespeaks family values that were instilled in you guys. And you know what? You're evangelizing through this music, and you're bringing out the family values that your parents instilled in you.
And on top of that, you're bringing the joy of the Holy Spirit to life in your music.
Absolutely.
And I know that can do anything but turn hearts towards God. That's
good. Oh, yes.
I was sitting here, my leg was going. Tony was standing. Did you believe he was standing on his head?
No, I couldn't believe it.
Can you believe that?
He was running around the
building.
Did
you believe I was dancing on the desk?
Again?
On the table?
Yeah.
It was really
there
great.
Was a mosh pit going on in here. I couldn't believe it.
You know what the best part, Tony? I was watching the two of you as that was playing. Doug, you're sitting there with your eyes closed and your head rocking, and Kyle is sitting there going,
Playing guitar.
Playing his invisible
air guitar.
Instrument.
Air guitar, well, yeah.
Where do you play now?
Well, we try to play anywhere we can be had. More specifically,
are you trying to tell us you're easy?
Yes, we're very easy. Too easy. No, we go to lots of parishes, diocesan youth events, different conferences, mainly in the Northeast, Ohio. We were in Michigan, California
really?
Last
wow.
year, so we travel
wonderful.
A bit.
Now, if somebody wants to get in touch with you guys, They can call you.
You know,
or
my personal cell phone number. No. yeah, we're online at fullarmorband.com, and it's ARMOR, not that medieval spelling with the U.
The Canadian spelling.
Oh, I didn't know that was the Canadian spelling. I thought it was medieval. but fullarmorband.com, and then we're also on Facebook, Full Armor Band, and all that good stuff. But
well, that's great. Really, yeah. Really wonderful. Okay, now, I have a question for both of you. If you won the lottery, what would you do?
That's a good question.
Good question.
First, I think I would know, right? Maybe. I would buy I would first of all pay off all the band members. There were six people in our band total. I would pay off all of their student debt and any other, like, I think they all just have student debt. I'd pay off all their student loans, and then I'd buy a big tour bus for the band. We'd all live in it.
Wow.
And I would make sure they were all taken care of for the rest of their lives so we could just travel and do ministry together, right?
You know what?
Are you on board with that, Kyle?
Yeah. I'm up for it.
Yeah. I would probably, you know, help some people too, but, you know.
I would like to work for you guys.
That's right.
If you need anybody, let me know.
But, you know, we can feel the energy between the two of you. And here,
and
in this
here,
room.
Yes,
the spirit's
that's
here.
The spirit, that's right.
And we thank you.
And it's the youth.
Yeah.
This is what the youth does. You know, I don't know if you noticed. I don't want to scare you, but John and I are putting our faith in you guys for our lives. You know that our future depends on you guys.
That's right. Well, thank you. I mean, for us, it's humbly taking that faith you have and putting it into God, because it's a lot, you know. And it's scary, this generation, you know, a little bit. But we find, at least for me, when we go out and we, you know, we do confirmation retreats with kids or, you know, youth events, we find that after some of those outer shells are broken down, they really just want to receive and give love, you know, and ultimately that's what God is offering. And once people understand that, you know, once the barriers of all the, you know, preconceived notions that people have about Christianity or faith or church is boring or all those things that, you know, youth deal with, it all goes away when you realize that it's just love and giving love.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? By the way, I don't want to give a commercial, but John and I are doing a gig Friday night at
Friday night.
See, I talk your language,
that's right?
That's
right.
at the St. Thomas the Apostle Church in West Hempstead, 24 Westminster Road, and we'll be down in the lower church. But we're doing a little talk on St. Joseph. And it's the Divine Mercy Holy Hour that they have every month.
Oh, cool.
So they asked us to do a talk, and of course, when you think of Saint Joseph, immediately comes to your mind the family values, and the male of the family, and how to instill those values into your child. And so hopefully, John and I are going to capture that when we do this talk.
Saint Joseph, we'll pray for us. That's
Say a prayer for us.
We will, definitely.
You know, Kyle, I want to ask you something.
What's that?
When you were at concerts, have you seen people touched by your music?
Absolutely.
What did they tell you afterwards? Because I know I was jumping around. Were they doing that too?
we've had those kinds of people at our shows. But every single time we do a show, there's always somebody that comes up to us and talks to us about how touched they were.
Yeah, yeah.
They all say different things. I've seen people in tears.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, this is our youth, and look what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're not going out there robbing people or mugging 92-year-old men or anything like that. They're out there evangelizing through the God-given gifts.
So music, and isn't it funny that we talk about how music really converts people. Aren't you going to talk about a saint who's the saint for musicians?
Yes, I am. And I especially chose, or John and I especially chose the saint on discussion yesterday. The name of the saint is Saint Cecilia. And it just so happens that Saint Cecilia is the patron saint of music, patron saint of song, the patron saint of entertainers. And so she's all this, and she's frequently shown with a violin in her hand. I don't even think she ever even played the violin, but she was born during the reign of the Roman Emperor Marcus. And as a young woman, she had a family. She was of noble birth. I mean, her father, just like a lot of the saints that we've discussed during the 3 years, they come from rich families and, you know, well-to-do families, noble families. And she was raised as a Christian and went about her daily affairs you know, in constant communion with God. She prayed especially to remain a virgin. She really didn't want to ever get married. But as it was common with the families and the parents, they had different ideas. And so that despite this, her parents arranged for her to marry a young man, Valerian was his name. And although she was not thrilled about it, she had to abide by her parents' wishes. And so the wedding day came. And so it's said that while she was walking down the aisle and the nuptials were playing, I don't think they played Here Comes the Bride in those days, but as they were playing, she was singing a song. And she sang in her heart to God alone. And she sang something, she made up a song that, I'm giving myself to you, I belong only to you, you are the one. And so she sang that song, and that's, many believe that's why she became the patron saint of musicians. And so when the wedding reception was over, and when everybody had left, she was visited by an angel. And she was constantly visited by this angel. And she described the angel as somewhat of a jealous, angelic lover. And she told her husband that. And so her husband became somewhat jealous. And so she says, if you want to know about this angelic lover, you need to go to the bishop and you need to be baptized. And he says, by golly, if that's what it'll take, that's what I'll do. And so he did. He went to the bishop. And the bishop, unfortunately, though, by the way, was in hiding in the cemetery outside the city, because at that time the Romans were prosecuting the Catholics. And so there, Valerian received a vision also that convinced him to embrace Christianity. And wow, he was hit with the Holy Spirit. And you know what happens when you're hit with the Holy Spirit, you guys were. You fasten your seatbelt. Because he returned home to Cecilia, and they were bound in a joyful spiritual union. Even his brother, who proved very angry that Valerian had converted. But when Cecilia spoke to him and gave him the reason, he too was touched by the light. And so together, Valerian and his brother Tiberius served God in corporal works of mercy, especially in buying and burying the saints that were martyred by the Romans. They were going walking up and down the streets, picking up the bodies and burying them. The Romans didn't like that too much. And upon discovering their works, the emperor commanded to the brothers to answer for themselves, why are they doing this? And when they refused to acknowledge, he had them murdered, short and sweet. He had them martyred. And along with everyone in the household, following morning, Cecilia's fervent disregard for the Roman God, and she was told by the emperor, you must pay homage to our God. And she refused. And then she was committed to death. The maiden held firm before the angry emperor, who ordered that she be boiled in oil. And within, Cecilia remained miraculously cool. They were unable to boil her in hot oil. And so she survived. But by law, she could not be boiled again. So they tried chopping off her head for 3 times, and it didn't work. And again, by law, you weren't allowed to go for the 4th time. So they laid her aside. Cecilia survived, but also by by her Holy Spirit, she lived 3 days more, during which time she gave away everything she owned. Then she gave it to the poor and asked the bishop to consecrate her home as a church. The bishop did, and he saw to it that the faithful Cecilia finally passed away, and she was buried in that home as a place of honor. Okay. So that's the story of St. Cecilia.
And I never heard that. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. But it's St. Cecilia, and it reflects and mirrors so many other women that gave their selves to Jesus at such a young age. And she also did. And she was rewarded for eternal life in heaven. Oh, by the way, and she was made a saint almost immediately.
Sure.
Within the first year, I think it was. So,
you know, when you talk about people having their heads chopped off
and surviving,
I have a terrible story about a man who was a perfectionist and everything had to be just so. And he was third person online to have his head chopped off. And the first guy put his head down and they released the chopper and it stopped just short of his neck. And he said, okay, you've really been killed, but you can go. The second guy, same thing, had his head, and they dropped the blade. It stopped just short of his head. And this perfectionist was third in line, and he put his head down, and just before they chopped it, he said, you know, you have a knot in the middle.
Farmer, that was great.
Oh, I saw that coming.
Is that what happened to St. Cecilia?
Could be. That was good job, John.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry.
No, that's
that's funny.
He showed another part of himself. He's a great comedian.
And being such a good musician, she probably was a perfectionist.
Yeah, right? But, you know, I also know that events touch you and make you create things. And you were touched very much by what happened in Newton, Connecticut. Yeah. Why don't you tell the audience about your song and how it got put together?
Well, I think everybody was touched by what happened there. And to me, you know, it was a song that I had started writing long before the tragedy in Connecticut happened. It was just a song about tragedy, and I wrote it about a friend who was going through something really tough at the time, and it was just a song for me to kind of heal through it, and I was just asking God, you know, why do you allow these things to happen? The age-old question, where was your God when this happened? And God didn't give me the, you know, profound, concrete answer. He simply said, you need to just continue to come to me in these moments of doubt, because that's where you're going to be refined, so to speak. That's where I'm going to teach you to love me and teach you to understand. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart, but don't lean on your own understanding. And so it's hard for us, especially when those things happen. But, you know, for us in our ministry, I always think Kyle especially is just has such a good heart for when we do funerals. We had to play a funeral for a 21-year-old college student a couple weeks ago, a good friend of Tara who's in our band. And it's just tragic and it's sad. But when you can go and you can offer music and God's love to people who are feeling that tragedy, then hopefully, you know, God can work and bring us a little closer to truth and understanding.
Well, that was terrific.
Thank you.
and this is kind of what the song says. I think it's cut number 3 on their album.
There it is.
What I Think About.
What I Pray About.
What I pray about, yes.
A summer day in New York City, the memory I want to keep in my mind. Like a dream case in reality, if only you pause real life. December day, Connecticut schoolyard, as the chill of death froze the land. Christmas presents stuck under the tree, so many futures stolen from our hands.
what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What is it about beauty that makes people want to destroy it? What is it about innocence that makes people want to steal it? When the pain set in, where was God then? Did you give up the fight? This is what I tonight. A rainy day in Brooklyn City, as the autumn leaves fell to the ground. Cardinal red and taxi yellow, this kind of death doesn't make a sound. What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say? What is it about beauty that makes people want to destroy it? What is it about innocence that makes people want to steal it? When the pain set in, where was God then? Did you give up the fight? This is what I pray about tonight. You're a thousand miles away, and I'm not sure what to say. Destroy it. What is it about innocence that makes people want to steal it? Yeah, what is it about a precious heart that makes somebody want to break it? When the pain set in, where was God then? Did you give up?
Kyle, I don't mean to just pass away from that so quickly, because you captured the pain and the questions that so many people have had in their hearts.
Thank you.
About something like that.
Yeah. Who's the vocal? Are you the vocal?
I'm the vocal.
That was
you're the vocal?
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
You did the vocal?
Yeah.
I did, yes.
Kyle?
That's wonderful.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
When you play your guitar, do you get lost in music?
All the time. Every,
what do you do?
Just about every time I put it, it's always just like out of the body experience. Uh-huh. For me, very, very much so.
Were you always involved with music since you were a baby?
Very, very young. I was a little kid. My parents always had like kids entertainers who play guitar, like Raffy. They had Raffy playing, and also my dad was a big fan of 70s singer-songwriters, mm-hmm. with acoustic guitars like John Denver, James Taylor, oh, mm-hmm. Jackson Browne, people like that. And I grew up with that all around the house, and I wanted a guitar for like my third birthday.
Really?
And for Christmas when I was 2 years old, they got me like this little tiny half-size guitar, and I never put it down. Ever since. I first time I played live was I was 8 years old. And then I never got off the stage since then.
Oh, wow. A born showmanship.
He is.
But it's a wonderful way to express yourself.
Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. we all have ways that block us from being wide open and telling people what's going on inside of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And you do it through the guitar. It's mm-hmm. wonderful.
And your songwriting, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, you two men are very special. You really are. And you've touched us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure you've touched our listeners. Imagine, how old are you, Kyle?
I'm 22.
A 25-year-old and a 22-year-old with such wisdom and such gifts.
And dedication and love for Jesus.
And we know that your album is called None the Same.
Yep, our new album is called None the Same.
None the Same, and it can be gotten at your website, mm-hmm. Full Armor, spelled the old-fashioned, not the old-fashioned.
The fashion. New fashion way.
A-R-M-O-R, yes. Not Canadian way. Yeah.
Full Armor Band.com.
Mm-hmm. FullArmorBand.com. Because the cuts on here are wonderful. I'm going to bring it to my next presentation.
Please do, yeah.
And I'll use, you don't know me, but I use everything. You know, when somebody gives me something free, I use it in my workshops. I use it any way I can. I'm supposed to go up to Cooperstown, New York, to give a retreat the end of June.
Oh, wow.
And I'll bring your album with me. I'll find a way to work it in because
good.
The words and the music are just so crystal clear. And I know our audience members have been touched by that.
Very good.
You know?
And I was wondering, this is not the only album you guys made, right?
So this is number four, technically.
Number four. Yeah. You made four.
Although
albums.
We have a rule where only
the
first two we don't really, they're out of print, so to say. when you start in high school, there's a lot of growth time. And so our first two albums, while we listen to them now, there's some honesty there and authenticity, but it's very young and very amateur at times.
Growth pattern. Hey. That
yeah, it hadn't really matured until our third album. We'd started to really grow
that's
into
great.
Our own skin. Yeah,
that's about the same with our radio show. We don't play our first one.
Takes some time.
Actually, the first one was just him and I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Yeah.
We were each other's guests.
Yeah, remember? Because we didn't know what else to do.
We interviewed each other.
And now we figured out that if we have guests, we don't have to talk so much.
Yeah. Takes a lot of the pressure off, I see.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Takes it off, all right.
Well,
So what do you have for the future? I mean, you have plans? You have a business plan of some sort?
I say plans are a dangerous thing when you're talking about life. Yeah. No, for us, it's always been... When we started, we never thought we'd be together this long. You know, like I said, we were all in high school. We've all gone away to college. Our singer Tara goes to school in Washington, D.C., going to grad school in Buffalo next year. I lived in Nashville for so many years, and we stayed together through all of this. Our other guitar player, Francis, is in Scranton. So we've always been separated, and somehow the Holy Spirit has continued to unite us. You know, we still have been able to been asked to do events where we can come together and play together. And so the future is just staying faithful to God's call. We're doing a lot of new confirmation retreats starting this fall and this winter at parishes. We do a lot of parish renewal concerts and youth events. So I think it's just a lot of that this year and traveling and having fun with each other. I think that's
key. That's a good idea, confirmation retreats.
It's great.
I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's cool because you can take something like music. It's new evangelization, music, and mix it with a message that's, going to...
Absolutely. I think there's a marriage there.
Yeah, see? Yeah,
definitely.
I think so.
You know what we do? We pray a lot. This is on our album. We pray a lot for healing because we know that, as your song expressed, people are in pain.
Yeah.
Young, doesn't matter the age. And we have people... guys who have written to us, we had the petitions before us on the table.
And there's a whole bag full of them.
And they're people with cancer, people with disabilities of any sort, people out of work.
Yeah.
So we spend time, and if you would pray with us. Mm-hmm. And what we do, we just quiet ourselves down, and we ask the Holy Spirit to come in and touch us. And while I may say things, from what I hear, you say things too, in terms of wishing healing. We're praying for our listeners and wishing that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, would touch them with his healing love.
And there are people in there that are in pain, that are suffering, both mentally and physically, and even contemplating suicide.
Yeah, we've had that.
We need to pray for them.
Yes.
And Jesus, we put ourselves and listeners, we put you in God's presence. Be still now and let our spirit of love that's within the four of us sitting around these microphones go out over the airwaves and touch you. And we ask you, what is the room in your heart that you're afraid to let God know? What is that empty, hidden room in your heart that you say, no, Lord, you can have everything else, but you can't have that room. I'm ashamed of it. I don't want you to know about it. So I'm going to hide it from you. And we ask you, listeners, and us as well, put that empty room, that hidden room, in God's hands right now. And we ask you, Lord, encourage the listeners who think this is hogwash. Encourage them just to say, Jesus, I'm so ashamed of this room. It's in such disarray. Come in, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Enter my room. That room is not my best side, but it's the side that needs you, Lord. It's the side that gives me pain. Please, Lord, come. Touch me, Lord. And I hear inside of me, oh, my dear friends, what is the matter with you? Don't you know? I know every room in you. Don't you know? I know every hair on your head. I am your creator. Of course I know when you've turned from me. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for trusting me with the unthinkable that's part of you. I forgive you. I forgive you now. And I touch you with my forgiveness. I touch you with my peace, and I touch you with my love right now. Even if you don't feel anything inside of you, listeners, I'm touching you now. I'm filling you with my love and my forgiveness. That's my job. I forgive the unforgivable, at least what you think is unforgivable. I tell you now, I've already forgiven you. Be at peace. Be at peace as our spirit comes into your heart. Be at peace. Be at peace, dear friend. Let me wipe the tears from your heart. Let me touch you right now. I tell you now, your future is with me. We begin from this moment on setting you free from that hidden room. We begin reworking your whole being. Our love is now at the core of your being, and it will surface whenever thoughts of that unthinkable area comes up, and will say to your mind, be still. Be still. Know I am your God. Be still. Be still. Walk in my love just for these few moments, and I'll break the chains that bind you. I have come to set the captives free. I have said that repeatedly in Scripture. And I also say repeatedly in Scripture, be not afraid. Be not afraid. I go with you in all you think, say, and do. I refresh you with my grace. I refresh you with my love. So, dear friends, never ever be afraid to come to me and just tell me, I'm sorry for hurting you, Lord. I'll forgive you. Just by taking one tiny step towards me, I rush into your heart. I go where even the angels fear to tread. And I touch you. And I bless you. And I forgive you. I grace you to my new life. I'm evangelizing you right now at this very moment. I'm saying, come to me. Come to me. Be at peace. Guys, if you have anything you have to share, feel free.
Yes, Jesus, we thank you and give you praise and glory. We ask that you stay by our petition side. You stay by our side. You stay by our listeners' sides. You hold our hands and you let us know that you are truly our best friend. And we ask that you give us everlasting joy and show us how to rejoice in your love and show us that our sole reward for our love for you is to be with you forever in heaven and your heavenly Father. And so we know this is the reward we're going to receive for our suffering and for our trials and tribulations. And we just ask that we offer them up to you and that our road to you will be achieved. And so we thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
How about you guys? You got anything?
Jesus, just want to pray for all the youth out there listening today, whether they're young at heart or young at age, Lord. I pray that we all can just be filled with a fuller understanding of who you are, not what you are, but who you are. And we can only understand who we are when we know who you are, Lord. I pray that you give everybody out there a sense of purpose, that this life isn't just some random thing to walk through, that there's a purpose, that there's a reason that we're here, and we're here to be loved. God, I pray that you just show that to whoever's out there. If somebody out there is feeling the pain of self-harm, eating disorder, of addiction, Lord, I just pray that person is completely healed and understands that their purpose in this life is far beyond anything that can hold them back, any affliction of the flesh, Lord. I pray you just release it.
Kyle, do you have anything? Okay. Well, Jesus, we thank you for this prayer time. And we know that you've touched our listeners. We thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for listening to our petitioners, and thank you for the cures that you've administered to the people that have sent us their petitions. And we just thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. And
amen.
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 And, you know, Doug and Kyle, your music is so wonderful.
Thank you.
We'd like
much.
To finish the show with that song that you've written, called Lead
Me to the Light. Yep.
Lead Me to the Light. And okay. If I can get Trevor's attention.
Okay, and while we're waiting, I just want to remind everybody of our gig Friday night. Palmer and I will be at St. Thomas the Apostles in the Lower Church, and we'll be talking about family values and St. Joseph.
There you go.
Lead me to the light, Lord. Lead me to the light.
Amen.
Hiding away from the light of day, darkness is overcome. Every part of me, time moved on, and I had succumbed to the loneliness that sets in when you're on your own. Then you came and caught me by surprise, lighting out a real light into my life. So lead me to the light, show me to the truth, and I'll show it.
shelter in the shade of one another. We've been through the storm, rejoice on the other side.
'Cause you came and caught me by surprise, lighting out a real light into my life. So lead me to the light, show me to the truth, and I'll show it back to you when you need me to. Lead me to the light, show me to the truth, and I'll show it back to you when you need me to.
I want to thank the two of you, Kyle and Doug. Thank you for just being with us and leading us to the light.
Amen. Thank you for having us.
Thank you to our listeners, our loyal listeners for listening. We love you. If you see us, come over and tell us you're a listener, and we'll give you a big hug.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Yes.
Trevor, play it again. We're going to go out again. Lead me to the light.
Hiding away from the light of day. Darkness has overcome every part of me. Time moved on, and I had succumbed to the loneliness that sets in when you're on your own. Then you came and caught me by surprise, lighting out a real light into my life. So lead me to the light, show me to the truth, and I'll show it back to you when you need me to. Lead me to the light, show me to the truth, and I'll show it back to you when you need me to.
Of WGBB.